There's no need for African farmers to panic over losing their livelihoods to the fall armyworm pest, despite the fact that millions of hectares have been affected across the continent in recent months. That's the message of reassurance coming from the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, which on Friday published a comprehensive guide on managing the crop-eating pest, which originated in Central and South America. Alan Hruska, Principal Technical Coordinator of FAO's Plant Protection Division, said that there'd been an overreaction with too many farmers in Africa resorting to the use of insecticide when there were plenty of natural enemies such as ants and fungi already limiting the damage caused by the armyworm. Muriel Saar asked him to outline the challenge facing farmers around the world due to the pest and what FAO hopes the new guide will achieve.
So the fall armyworm is an insect pest of many crops from the Americas, recently arrived in Africa, and it's rapidly spread across the continent, now infesting tens of millions of hectares of maize, principally, but also sorghum and millet. And those tens of millions of hectares of maize are in the hands, the vast majority, of smallholder farmers. So the guide is a technical information and methodology via farmer field schools to reach millions of smallholder farmers so they have the understanding, experience, and confidence to manage this new pest in their maize fields.
And how could fall armyworm be tackled through farmer field schools?
To date, unfortunately, there's been a bit of a panic in terms of fall armyworm. Many farmers have seen for the first time in their maize plants severe foliar damage. The larvae of fall armyworm get into the whorl and chew on the leaves and causes a damage that farmers in Africa haven't seen to date. So, of course, when farmers go and see a new damage, they're alarmed. And also governments, extension agents, and ministry officials have seen this type of damage and hear from farmers, and they're also worried, concerned, so they want to react. Unfortunately, some of the reaction has been very quick, thinking that damage will cause complete yield loss, and so therefore you have to take immediate action to stop the fall armyworm, kill it. And that has mostly led to the massive use of chemical insecticides across Africa for the fall armyworm. Well-intentioned, many governments want to help the farmers, but it's probably not the solution. And it's not the solution for the farmers for two reasons. One, smallholder maize farmers in Africa, the vast majority of them, over 90%, don't currently use chemical insecticides for their maize, basically because they can't afford to. Most of these smallholders produce maize for household consumption, for food security, and a little bit they sell. And the little bit they sell, they receive a very low price for. That doesn't allow them to invest much in their maize production. So they don't buy chemical insecticides now. And if we get them on a path of using chemical insecticides, the fear is that they will become kind of hooked on this, that they will become dependent on a chemical insecticide, which is not economically justified given their context. The other concern, of course, are the human health concerns. These farmers, many of them don't have experience with chemical insecticides, some of which are quite dangerous. And so the use of by them can lead to serious health concerns. So we really want to help farmers understand the fall armyworm so they have confidence in managing it and go take action that they can sustainably use, that is, that is cost effective for them and at very low risk to them. So in the manual, we talk about such things as natural biological control. So the fall armyworm has enemies, has farmers' friends. Those are other organisms. They could be ants, which are predators. They could be parasitoids, wasps that parasitize the larvae, or they could be pathogens, virus, fungus, bacteria, etc., which always kill the fall armyworm. And these natural enemies, we call them, are already currently available in Africa. In fact, we've seen them. I've seen them personally in fields in Nigeria, in Uganda, and other places. Larvae, fall armyworm, even though it only came a few years ago from the Americas, are already these natural enemies that are killing a good percentage of the fall armyworm. So we want farmers to understand that these natural enemies are their friends and that they should go out and observe them. And you can even manipulate them. You can even increase their effectivity. For example, the pathogens, small holders, can go out and collect larvae that have been killed by the pathogens, collect them, take them home and grind them up, or even put them in their kitchen blender if they have one, and then strain that out. And what you get in the solution are the particles, the fungal spores, the viroid particles, which you can then use to reapply in the field. So basically, it's a free biological insecticide that farmers can take advantage of and use. So there are many of these topics, and this is what the manual goes into great detail about, but more importantly, not training them, but rather getting farmers to try these things themselves. We know that farmers try all kinds of things, some of which work and some of which don't work so well. But the guide is based on previous experience from the Americas. I mentioned it came from the Americas. Well, smallholder maize farmers, especially in Mesoamerica, Central America, and Southern Mexico, have been managing fall armyworm for centuries. based on these types of techniques, using such things as natural biological control. Crop diversity is another important factor. For example, you can prevent a lot of fall armyworm damage in maize if you plant the maize associated with other crops, because the other crops or other plants repel the female adult, so she doesn't want to come, she doesn't lay her eggs in the maize because she doesn't like the odor of the other crops. So the idea of plant diversity, the idea of natural enemies, and even taking simple action of going to the field, looking at finding egg masses and crushing them with your thumb sounds very primitive. It's very simple, but it's actually very effective. But really important is the method, and it's learning by doing. We work with farmers so that organized groups of farmers try one of these practices and are convinced themselves. They're not trained, they're not said, go do this, but rather they do it themselves, they learn to do it, and then they become practitioners themselves because they're convinced that these things work because they've done it and they've seen it with their own eyes. So it's methodology and techniques.